This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a first for me. I've never heard of this. But I guess 15 firefighters in Italy have been arrested because they set their own fires in order to make extra money. Italian police said earlier today that 15 volunteer firefighters have been arrested in Sicily on suspicions that they deliberately set blazes and reported fake fires so they could earn about $12 an hour. Police in Italy's Ragusa province said fire department officials became suspicious when it was revealed the auxiliary brigade responded to 120 incidents in 2013 and 2014, compared to another group of volunteers who responded to just 40 incidents over the same period. Now, the brigade's commander, Davide Davida, is being held under house arrest because he is suspected of continuing to set fires even after others in the team stopped. Other members have since admitted to calling emergency services and getting friends and relatives to do the same in order to get called out to respond. That'd be also interesting to see the time this would happen. You know, was it like 3 a.m. or was it, you know, 4 o'clock on a Sunday? You know, when there's nothing to do before Game of Thrones comes on at 6, you know? My guess is Game of Thrones plays at 6 p.m. also over there. Anyway, they say, Italian investigators said private phone calls of the team members were recorded as part of the investigation. Most team members are being investigated for fraud, while a few are suspected of arson. Sicily deals with seasonal fires, and authorities pay auxiliary firefighters to help extinguish the flames. Now, they have had soaring temperatures. I believe I saw one report looking at 130 degrees Fahrenheit. Are you kidding? It was 131 degrees Fahrenheit. I saw one source say. So they've had some real, real rough temperatures, as well as wildfires. But, yeah, I thought the whole purpose of being a volunteer firefighter is you're doing it for free. But I guess, you know, that's a way to make money. You know, the ingenuity of criminals blows my mind. You know, if they spent 1/1000th of that creativity and ingenuity on a, you know, ethical job, they would probably be millionaires. It blows my mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bill de Blasio is pushing for a tax on the wealthy. I don't know if you guys heard about this. He wants wealthy New Yorkers to pay for improvements on their subway system. And I guess the plan would also pay for half-price Metro cards for low-income riders. And he is going to announce the so-called millionaire's tax on Monday for wealthy New York City residents to pay for subway and bus upgrades and for reduced fares for more riders. They say this has been an idea successful in Seattle. Apparently the subway faces a multitude of issues. Lighting and plumbing issues and all sorts of stuff. Now, I'm kind of confused because when I go to New York, I mean, wow, first of all, things are expensive. I know they have a high sales tax. They have those tolls are ridiculous. $8.50 a car now. I mean, I had to drive to the Poconos from New York City and driving back. Actually, no, one way. We were already up at like $30-some in tolls. And so they're obviously getting lots of tax money. It's one of the highest tax states, from what I understand, in the U.S. And so, it's still not enough money to pay for their transit system. So some people go, well, then fine, go ahead, tax the wealthy, it's okay, just what, an extra 1%? the problem is, well, all right, let's just tax the wealthy for the subway system. Well, let's tax the wealthy for the homeless problem. Let's tax the wealthy, to take care of the hospitals. You know, how much more can you do? And a lot of people, they won't live in New York. They'll move to Jersey or Connecticut, where the tax rate is cheaper. I don't know if I like this idea. Now, they are having issues, all right? And by the way, the subway system, it blows my mind that back, what I think it was in the 1920s, when they first started designing it, for them to be able to create it as well as they did, without the use of GPS and computers, et cetera, it's a phenomenal system. And I can assume it's pretty expensive, especially with everybody, using it. But from what we understand, they need about $800 million for immediate subway repairs. They say delays have skyrocketed. The Metro Authority has been raising fares every 2 years. The latest increase taking effect in March. The cost of a monthly Metro card rose by $4.50 to $121. Are you kidding me? So, some people are like, yeah, go ahead. The rich need to pay. My problem is if you keep going to the rich to go, okay, pay for this, pay for this, pay for this, eventually they're not going to be rich anymore. Or they're not going to want to live in an area where they keep getting taxed. And we kind of need the wealthy people to make jobs. I'm of that thinking where you need the business owners. You don't want people to move into areas where they get taxed less and they get penalized for being wealthy. When you penalize somebody for being wealthy, that's when they will leave. I mean, you can only spank somebody so much. And if those are the people that are providing jobs, now, I'm not saying all wealthy people there do good for society, do good for the economy. But, somebody has to be a CEO. Somebody has to own a company. Somebody has to be a vice president. Somebody has to make decisions on hiring and firing. And, if we need those people in New York, don't scare them away. So, I don't know what the answer is, but, New York tax is already high. And probably de Blasio does not want to tax anybody else in New York City because he'll lose the next election. So going after the wealthy with this millionaire's tax seems to be more politically opportunistic or opportune. So, we'll keep you posted. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about flesh-eating sea bugs. An Australian teen comes out of the water completely bloodied up, and they say it was a sea bug attack. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was pretty scary. There was an Australian teenager who went for a swim over the weekend, and he came out of the beach with his legs all covered in blood. Sam Conize was speaking from a hospital bed, and he told local media that he went waist-deep into the ocean at Brighton Beach in Melbourne after playing soccer. And when he came out 30 minutes later, he found his knee and ankles bleeding profusely. He said he walked out of the water, saw what I thought was sand covering my ankles and lower calf, so I shook it off violently, and it came off, and by the time I walked across the sand, about 20 meters, and put his thongs on, they call thongs like we used to, the flip-flops, I looked down and noticed that I had blood all over my ankles and feet. He's 16 years old, and his legs look like there's a bunch of little pinholes. He said he was kind of shocked, so I went home. He tried to wash off the blood, but the bleeding did not stop. So his parents freaked out. Somebody took pictures. You see him bleeding on the carpet. And it's still oozing, and it just wasn't stopping. So they went to the hospital. They didn't have any idea what it was, but we're hearing from an Australian site that they're called sea fleas. They say sea fleas are about half a centimeter to 1 centimeter long, and they tend to clean up the fish carcasses around on the seafloor, and they're usually in shallow water. And so apparently these creatures must have thought his legs were carcass and started eating them. They look like little pinprick bites. And what's very interesting is the reason why he didn't clot and stop the bleeding himself is because these fleas release an anticoagulant to stop the blood from clotting, just like leeches do. And so, could he have bled to death? Yeah, it's possible. And, you know, what's crazy is people swim in that area all the time and they've never really seen anything like this. And so they didn't know what kind of creature it would be, but it looks like there were a bunch of individual little baby creatures. And so, I mean, now he's doing good. It looks like they were able to control the bleeding. And, they're cleaning up the floor. But, wow, just crazy stuff. And he didn't feel it. So, now there was another case back in 2015 where a father and son were bitten while taking a dip at Sandringham Beach. That's kind of in the southeast area of Melbourne. And they entered the water in the month of August. They didn't feel any pain. And only when they saw that their feet were bleeding, they knew that something was wrong. They had multiple bites, but they actually saw the creature still clinging to their feet once they washed away the blood. And they stood still for 10 minutes in the water, so they think that maybe that was just long enough for them to hop on. So crazy, crazy stuff. There's just some weird animal-type stuff that happens in Australian, in Australian waters. They got, like, some of the most poisonous spiders and snakes over there and just, gosh, crazy stuff. I want to visit there so bad, but this kind of scares me. These little sea bugs, sea fleas, who knew? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the Salmonella outbreak, this is some real frightening stuff. All right, so we have 64 people that have been sickened by Salmonella related to papayas. They say a deadly Salmonella outbreak linked to papayas imported from Mexico has already made 64 people sick and expanded to 16 U.S. states. The CDC said the source of the salmonella outbreak was traced back to Carabina brand papayas from Carica de Campeche Farm. In July, at least one New York City resident has died. 35 people have been hospitalized with salmonella as of Friday. Scary stuff, because this is like the time when you want to eat exotic fruits and you want to have them mixed in your drinks and all sorts of yummy stuff. According to the CDC, when in doubt, don't sell, serve, or eat them. Throw them out. The people were first sickened by eating the fruit beginning on May 17th, according to the CDC. The people infected were between ages less than 1 and 95, so a wide gamut of people. Health officials tested the fruit found in the Mexican farm and identified 5 strands of salmonella that sickened at least 109 people. The agency is working to identify other brands of papayas that may have originated from Carica de Campeche, and they'll start facilitating recalls. So the recall was already issued on July 26th, for papayas distributed from Grande Produce. They were sold in U.S. markets between July 10th and July 19th. The FDA plans to test more papayas imported from Mexico to identify other possible farms with contaminated fruit. Now, we've talked about salmonella. You could get diarrhea, fever, malaise. Sometimes the diarrhea could be bloody. You could get a rash. You get sick within 48 hours, but sometimes you could get sick later than that. And it's not a fun illness. Now, luckily, because it's bacteria in nature, we could treat you with antibiotics. But, it blows my mind that, you think, oh, I'm going to get salmonella from chicken, maybe some unwashed chicken or eating off a dirty surface. No, you can get that from, from fruit. Like, look at the Listeria outbreak that killed how many people? And that was from cantaloupe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've talked about seasonal affective disorder and how some people get the blues when it's in the winter. Well, they say 1 in 10 cases of seasonal affective disorder, which kind of affects at least 5% of us in the U.S., will happen in the summer. So while everybody else is having fun in the sun, gonna soak up the sun, you know, just fooling around and having fun and, you know, getting all stupid and right around in bikinis, there's a lot of us going, I hate the summer. Personally, for me, I hate the summer. I gotta wear a bikini? Are you kidding me? I gotta shave my legs? I gotta now paint my toenails and go for pedicures? I can't stand getting pedicures. So I'm not a big summer fan. I really love winter because I love Christmas. I love Christmas time. So for me, I'm more of a winter person. So they go, how can you tell if you have seasonal affective disorder and you get the summertime blues? Ain't no cure for the summertime blues. They say if you, like, if you, let's say, have a damp mood, a mood where now everybody's kind of having fun and you're like, eh, whatever, that could be a sign that you don't like the sun. However, some people get sick from the sun, and some of us get sun sickness. For me, if I'm out in the sun too long, I start getting sick. That's why I'm so white. My skin is like, I look like I'm anemic. I'm so white. And so, you know, get a little sun, but maybe don't be out there too long. Make sure you're wearing dark sunglasses and, you know, nice hats, etc. But maybe get sun in little doses, and that may help with your mood. You know, also, your sleep. I think a lot of people get, you know, kind of messed up with their moods during the summer, because they are on a different sleep cycle. You know, like, I notice my kids, you know, gosh, they'll, like, wake up late, and they'll go to bed late. And I notice them grumpier than waking up early and then going to bed early. And so, you know, that could be another issue when you really kind of mess with your, you know, with your sleep. Now, usually in the summer, you're supposed to get more energy. But sometimes, summertime seasonal affective disorder, you get too much energy at bedtime, so you can't go to sleep. Or it doesn't, you know, the sun doesn't go down until late. We were in Paris for the first time. It was amazing. We were just there for 2 days. But we noticed that the sun didn't officially, it didn't get dark until 11 at night. So it was 10 p.m. and it was still daylight outside. I don't know how the heck that happened. So, you know, maybe it was kind of like the sunset type of thing, but it wasn't until 11 when you could start seeing the stars. So that could mess people up. All right, and then a lot of us get cranky when it's hot. I can't stand being hot. I had a hot flash. I was holding the cat, and I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, you know, you feel that warmth of that flash. And I should be too young for hot flashes, but I've been getting them since I've been in my 30s. And the cat even had to jump off because I got so warm that the cat couldn't handle the heat. So, you know, air conditioning, fans, try to cool off in a pool. The big thing also is exercise. A lot of us don't want to exercise because we don't want to go out to the sun. We don't want to get dehydrated, etc. But, you know, if you could do some swimming or some indoor activity, find a gym with some good air conditioning, that's good. They also say you can have seasonal affective disorder if you are on anxiety overload. Now, what we don't really talk about is a big cause for summertime anxiety is the kids aren't in school. When the kids are fighting and they're arguing and they're eating everything in the house and you're spending more money on them and you're like, man, just go to school. There's a lot of adults that don't like to admit that, but they need to. You know, that if their kids are around them too long, it drives them crazy. So that's another issue. If you start to lose your hunger or eat too much, that could also be a sign. And when you hear that summer is almost over and the back-to-school specials are out there and you're like, I cannot wait, that could be a sign that you've got the summertime blues, okay? So there may not be a cure for the summertime blues, but identify it. And we're almost out of the woods, guys, although I'm expecting September to be pretty hot. Don't go away. We'll break back 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that our pets are leaving a much bigger carbon footprint than once thought. I didn't even think about that. I mean, I got six animals at home. I thought I was doing good by having animals and rescue pets, but I guess some environmentalists aren't too happy with us. They say cat and dog food are responsible for releasing as much as 64 million tons of greenhouse gases a year into the atmosphere, which is roughly the same produced by driving 13 million cars. They say there are over 163 million dogs and cats in the United States, and they all love to eat. The Verge reports that cats and dogs in the country alone eat about 19% as many calories as Americans, which is equivalent to the consumption of 62 million people. Much of that pet food is made up of meat, and meat production is a primary contributor to climate change. So pets can leave a rather heavy carbon footprint. I know, don't tell Sashi that. Sashi is a little curvy and kind of has a big tushy. She's one of the cats that's kind of heavy. And if I told her that she was leaving a pretty heavy footprint, she would, like, be furious. Just don't say anything to her. Just tell her she's pretty and that she's still dainty and that she's big-boned. Okay? She's a big-boned kitty cat. But, boy, does she got a big tushy. The other cats are skinny. Why? Because she probably does all the eating. Greg Oken, a geographer at the University of California, wanted to examine how pets factor into the growing concern regarding climate change. He calculated the number of dogs and cats in the U.S., the average weights, and took note of ingredients in their pet food. The findings show that American pets eat 19% as many calories as humans. My dog, Apollo, is a lab. I don't know how many pounds he is, 150 pounds. I don't know. He's a big dog. And, boy, can he eat. I mean, he will just eat. And then when he poops, I mean, it's bigger than human poop. I've never seen such, I mean, you know the discus, right, in the Olympics? It's like that width. I mean, they're huge. Yeah, also the shot put ball. Anyway, they consume mostly meat, 30% of the animal-derived calories that people eat, 30% as much excrement as people. So what do we do with our pets? I don't know, but I mean, I'm not giving my pet up. You know, I only had two babies, and I couldn't give birth to more kids. And I thought the environmentalists would love that one, right? Because then I was leaving less of a carbon footprint. That was the reason why we didn't have more kids. But, oh well. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a wife of a deceased Marine wants some answers. All right? Deceased Marine veteran apparently overdosed while he was in the care of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Marine Corps veteran Hank Brandon Lee overdosed on the synthetic painkiller drug fentanyl and was found unresponsive. And the Brockton VA Medical Center called the wife, Jamie Lee Hasted, and informed her of the news March 4th. He is a father of three kids. He was staying at the facility's psychiatric unit due to post-traumatic stress disorder. The VA has absolutely no idea how he acquired the fentanyl. But the wife, his widow, says the answer is not good enough. They promised me this wouldn't happen. I understand the issue, but he was on lockdown, and they're supposed to protect him from harming others or himself. She said they made me believe that's what they were going to do, and they didn't. Now, she told the Boston Herald that she has no idea if Lee took the drug willingly or unwillingly. She also wonders whether the fentanyl was somehow mixed into his medicine. You have video cameras. Where is the video? What happened? Let me try to get some sort of closure. So a VA spokesperson told the Enterprise that the department has no clue how Lee obtained the drugs. Sadly, he was a victim of the opioid epidemic that kills nearly six people daily in Massachusetts. Lance Corporal Lee suffered a fatal overdose of fentanyl while a patient at Brockton campus. Fentanyl was not prescribed to any patient within our inpatient psychiatric unit. So, and he had no personal visitors. So we don't know how he got it. He had a history of substance abuse issues. He suffered from PTSD. He served a total of seven tours in Afghanistan. Was left with a disability rating of 100% after coming into contact with an improvised explosive device. So he was under lockdown at the VA, and on his final check, he was determined to be fine. Later discovered unresponsive. And the staff, apparently he had been searched twice. The staff did not find any substances on him. So they don't know how he got the medicine or what. Did he talk somebody into giving it to him? Did he want to end his life? Was he in so much pain that he didn't care and he asked for, you know, some relief? But obviously the wife wants some answers, and I understand. I just feel so bad. And, you know, somebody going through that, seven tours, you know, and then, being disabled, 100% disabled. I've been asked, what does that mean? How are you 100% disabled but still alive? You know, when we look at disability, we do disability ratings, there are certain percentages you get for losing a hand, losing a leg, etc. And so, you know, you could be 100% disabled and, you know, still, you know, be able to, you know, live at home and be alive, basically, and functioning. But you're 100% disabled in terms of not being able to work again. So if you don't have arms, or if your legs, or if you're in a wheelchair, or if you're in, you know, you could qualify based on the types of injuries you had and what procedures you had done. And when they combine everything all together, it's very easy to be close to 100%, if not 100%. And so my guess is he had a lot of damage done to him, and that would make sense that he would be in pain. And somebody might have, you know, smuggled something in for him. I don't know. Obviously that's, it's frightening. You know, another thing that's frightening is they say loneliness is a public health threat. They say loneliness and social isolation could be a greater public health hazard than obesity. This is research presented at the 125th Annual Convention of the American Psychological Association. They said being connected to others socially is widely considered a fundamental human need. And they've seen extreme examples show infants in custodial care who lack human contact fail to thrive, and they often die. Remember that one study years ago of the monkey, and he had two choices. One was to go to this stark metallic figure holding a bottle of milk. The other is to go up to a furry, you know, monkey figure. Well, he went up to the furry monkey figure. You know, even more than food, animals want comfort. They want to be around other people. They need to, you know, be around others. And they say 42.6 million adults over the age 45 in the U.S. are estimated to be suffering from chronic loneliness. And we're fueling this because of social media. You know, you can entertain yourself. You could feed yourself. You could do everything with your computer. Yeah, we had a long day at work. We came home. We decided to order Domino's pizza. I got an apple pecan salad. Their apple pecan salads, Domino pizza is really good. You could get it for $5.99. So we're like, no, we don't want to deal with any people. Why don't we just stay home? So we could order in. I could do my work on the computer. We watched a movie on Netflix. And, you know, some people are fine doing that day after day. Now, for me, I love dealing with people. I'm so extroverted. You know, that I could very, very easily, I'm a workaholic. But, you know, look at me with my radio career. I'm in a room all by myself. I'm in a small room all by myself. And, yeah, I got Manny to talk to if I wanted to. But Manny's not here with me. I'm in a studio by myself. And so, you know, it's very easy to work now being isolated and not around other people. So you have a lot of people that are unmarried. You have a lot of people that don't want to get married. Okay? Now, some people say, well, you know, that's why, you know, kids live at home. Yeah, but, I mean, when the kids are home, are they really interacting with you? Do my kids really want to hang out with me? No, they don't. They don't want to hang out with me. They want to be on their computer, or they want to hang out with their friends. Another study looked at 70 studies representing more than 3.4 million individuals, primarily from North America, but also Europe, Asia, Australia, examined the role of social isolation, loneliness, living alone, and they found that it increased your risk of premature death. So we need to, even more so than obesity. So you got to be around others. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt.
But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me.
I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to.
Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few years back, one of my listeners wanted to know what happens to the medical records when somebody dies. And I told him that it depends on the state that you live in. Like in my state, you need to hold the records for at least 5 years with children, up until they would have turned 18. But, you know, we hold the records for multiple years afterwards because there could be a lawsuit, there could be a case. The family may need the records to see what they could have inherited in terms of risk factors. And so, you know, the records are held. A study has come out for a discussion on our healthcare records outliving us and what happens to the data once we're gone. And in this particular study, they looked at New Zealand's legal situation and practices, and they said that, you know, previously, obviously, healthcare records were a paper form that'd be stored in an archive, but now with digital storage and on-site databases, your records, don't necessarily get erased. And so it's common for healthcare records to be digitalized and held in a central repository, and they could be now held for an indefinite period. And they say, you know, should people be concerned? So they looked at large population-based healthcare data sets, and they found that posthumous healthcare data sets are growing in size and detail, and they could tell us a great deal about diseases, inheritability, et cetera. Data sets from generations of families and communities can also now be available for research. So this information is a phenomenal tool, but what about your privacy? You know, and medical professionals, what about their liability? You know, it's very scary to tell a medical professional that for decades on end, they could be sued for something that you did, you know, one afternoon on a Monday that didn't cause any issues then, but all of a sudden now can be some sort of a legal issue. And so, you know, medical providers need some sort of a statutes of limitations. You know, they need some sort of freedom from the shackles of liability, because otherwise they're not going to want to see that one person. I was taught very early on in medical school that if I deliver a baby, that baby could sue me up until they're 18 years old. And I'm thinking, well, then why the hell would anybody want to deliver a baby? And I loved delivering babies. I loved OB. But that was the deal breaker there. I was like, well, and I guess I'm not going to go into OB. Because if I could be sued for something that happened 18 years prior, when I was saving the baby's life or saving the life of the mom, and all of a sudden there's this new legal precedent, so somebody 15 years from now could go, oh, wait a second, you know what, we could turn around and sue for that. I was like, hell no. And it's a shame, because I think we need a lot more obstetricians out there, but nobody wants the liability. And I don't want to say nobody. There's a lot of people that don't mind the liability, but it's not the most attractive field for a lot of people. So, who decides which medical information gets thrown out? You know, when people need to glean, you know, people ask, what about internet storage and, storage for all these files? Will we ever run out of storage? No, we can just keep building more computers. We could keep building more storage. But, yeah, I think eventually we may run out of room. I don't think we're at there yet. I think we have generations and generations till that happens. But, boy, are we storing things on exponential levels. Should the family be able to get the health records and then hold on to them for life, and then the doctor's office erases them where, you know, they can clean out their files? They say, as part of medical research, participants are required to provide informed consent, and often their gathered data are anonymized. Access to posthumous medical records is not highly regulated and protected in most countries, and the laws surrounding this are incredibly unclear. So, in New Zealand, they say a deceased person has no privacy rights under the Privacy Act. And healthcare data has to be held for a minimum of 10 years after death, according to their regulatory bodies. So then the next question is what if your uncle had HIV? You wanted that information held private? You wanted, for legalities. Okay, let's talk about a case like this. Let's say you had an uncle that died. And your uncle is a part owner of this huge estate, okay, that you are a part owner of. The uncle had HIV. The records somehow get leaked, like we saw what happened with Usher, okay, where allegedly he had herpes and gave somebody herpes. So now people find out that, oh, well, I have HIV and I had intercourse with your uncle. So I got the HIV from him. I'm going to sue. And they decide to sue the estate. Now, I don't know if that would stand up in court. You know, how do you prove that? How do you, but if somebody was an HIV positive and then they showed, pictures of, you see, I was hanging out with them during the time. Now I am. What does that do from a legal standpoint in terms of, liability? And so this is a topic that needs to be discussed. I just don't know where we go from here, but, medical records, I'm alive and I'm worried about the privacy of my own medical records. I'm going to need some heavy duty plastic surgery. And when you go to a plastic surgeon's office, they take pictures. And that's on some, database. Now, in the olden days, you're like, well, nobody keeps records longer than this amount of time. So hopefully all the records have been destroyed and shredded, so I don't have to worry about any pictures. But no, that's not the case anymore. So, in fact, it's in a doctor's best interest to hold on to the records so that they could prove their innocence. Although some medical offices may say, nah, if a lawyer can't subpoena the records, then I'm innocent. So, there's controversy over that. But everything now is on digital. Your films, your pictures, everything is, it's scary stuff. Your prostate biopsy, your colonoscopy, all that's somewhere. It's, I don't know. To me, it's very unsettling. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we have, unfortunately, two Texas Boy Scouts who were electrocuted during a boating accident. Three boys were on the boat. One survived. The 11-year-old survived, but the 16- and 18-year-old unfortunately died. They're members of a Boy Scout troop from Hallsville, Texas. Authorities have not released the names of the victims. The vessel, the Hobie Cat catamaran sailboat, collided with an overhead transmission power line. And those aboard the boat, they believe, were likely electrocuted. The two older boys were found dead in the water. Bystanders were able to bring the 11-year-old out of the water onto a nearby boat, started performing CPR. They say when game wardens arrived on scene, the catamaran was on fire with the sails up about 300 yards north of the power lines. So obviously this was, just so heartbreaking. And staff at LSU Medical Center Shreveport got the airlifted scout. They were unable to confirm the status of the boy because he's a minor, but from what we understand, still alive. Thank God there were people around that could start performing CPR, but just frightening stuff. And these were scouts not sitting there playing computers, and video games at home. They were out there doing something in nature. And this freak accident happened. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talk about, I don't know if I want to start bringing up this subject. We're coming up to the end of the hour. But we've been talking about how, many people that, find themselves in trouble, and do criminal acts, may not have a religion. And there's a study now looking at if atheists have a higher rate of crime. I don't believe that to be true, but we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DALI.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.